on 666 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app. This is Drive with Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.
I've always loved travel, before the kids and after, but it was just interesting to find the contrast in what travel was like before kids and then after.
I'm living it at the moment.
So I thought I would share it as I went along.
I used to think 24-hour plane hauls were tough, but with young children, there's a whole different world of hurt.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. It really, pre-kids, it's really relaxing.
You can pick what films you want to see.
Exactly.
You can
get
up.
Back.
Jet lag is you sleep when you're getting over it, and then you get up and get going. Despite that, though, you've channeled the parenting travel experience into your blog, which would indicate you've really enjoyed that experience.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, look, when you travel before kids, you know how it is. It's brilliant. You visit places, it's really enjoyable. But when you take the kids with you, it just gets, the enjoyment gets tripled because you're watching them experience things for the first time, which is amazing.
I'd love to hear from you then, Brooke. The first trip you went on with Mum, do you remember it well?
I think
you were a baby.
Yes, I was.
Which would make it hard to remember.
Yeah, I think it was Kakadu.
What would the first trip be, do you think, that you remember?
That you do remember?
I think I do remember Kakadu. That was wonderful.
Goodness.
Yeah.
What a place to get started.
Remember,
she was three then.
I remember looking at Ayers Rock and thinking, that's red.
But that sense of wonder, Barbara, you were alluding to it there, but this is expressed this afternoon by Brooke.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see their eyes nearly pop out of their head, when you see them just soaking all this stuff in, how rewarding is that?
Oh, it's amazing. And I'm really pleased that she still remembers Ayers Rock. Hmm. Samantha was a baby and I actually pushed them around the base in a pram.
Wow.
in an explorer pram. But it's really wonderful that they're remembering so early. But it is. It's just that whole experience thing. It's
so
just amazing.
How often do you travel and how do you pick destinations, keeping in mind the way you write this up for the followers of your blog?
Oh, gosh, look, I mean, any excuse and I will travel.
Mm.
And now that we're getting offers to go to different places, quite often we'll just drop everything and go.
Offers?
If people want us to visit.
Suggestions, you mean?
Their destination or their resort or whatever, yeah. So,
righto.
So we get quite a lot of those. But there's always places that we want to go and we want to see.
Does it surprise
It's a never-ending list.
Does it surprise you that people follow your words, hang on them nearly, in terms of getting recommendations?
Oh, gosh, look, it really does, because the whole thing sort of started as a kind of a diary. And people just started to follow and it just kind of rolled on from there.
Mm.
So it wasn't sort of intended to turn into the website that it is now, but I'm really enjoying it.
It's a lot of energy and time you put in being a single mum as well. Is that a complicating factor when it comes to travelling, or does that actually free you in some ways?
Oh, I think it's really brilliant, and it's great to share that as well, because I think there's a lot of single parents out there that, particularly if they've just separated and they think that they just can't continue to do the things that they may have enjoyed before, but you really can, and the kids just get so much out of it, and you get so much out of it too. I'm not saying it's easy.
No.
But it's incredibly rewarding.
I want to ask you more about that. Was it tough initially, after you became a single mum, to strive for the really enjoyable experiences for your daughters that you obviously wanted them to keep having?
Yeah, absolutely. And particularly when they were very young. You know what, it's like travelling with toddlers can be very challenging.
Yeah, sure.
But look, I tell you, Even 3 days travel to get somewhere and then see the kids having a ball makes it all worthwhile.
Mm. You travel a lot within Australia, local destinations, not just overseas?
Yeah. We like to travel in Australia as well.
How does this all work out for the kids' schooling? Because I would guess they'd need a pretty flexible and understanding school for this.
Well, as luck would have it, they do distance education. They're based out of Queanbeyan, so local DE school, which is absolutely amazing. They're incredibly supportive. And so the kids do the normal curriculum. They do everything that the other kids do. But on top of that, they get a lot of bonuses, like for history, they're actually perhaps at a site rather than just reading about it.
At the pyramids,
yeah.
For instance, or the Colosseum. So, interested in school work then, Brooke? I mean, because you spend some time actually at school, presumably, and then a lot of it distance education. How do you find that?
I find it really wonderful. I love how you can just travel and just like when you're staying in this amazing hotel and you're just like doing your history homework, you think, wow, I'm so close to this amazing shipwreck site. Let's go and see it in the morning.
Is it hard to think I really need to do my next bit of homework? I'd much rather go outside and look at the sights.
No, because you can take your work with you wherever you go. Just gets mailed to you and you complete it.
You've got them trained well, Brooke Palmer.
It took a little bit of ironing out.
Yeah.
But we tend to do a lot of the work while we're actually in transit.
On 666 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app, this is Drive with Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.